UK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette in Los Angeles. Special Counsel Jack Smith is set to make a statement within minutes after a federal indictment was unsealed against former President Donald Trump. He's facing 37 charges in connection with the classified documents case. CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell describes the gravity of the allegations.
These are documents that that include defense and weapons capabilities of the United States. Also, information about United States nuclear programs, potential vulnerabilities of the United States and its allies to military attack.
The indictment alleges Trump kept some documents in a bathroom, shower, and bedroom at his Florida home. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This charging document connects the movement and the organization of these records to Trump himself. It says he was personally involved with packing the boxes. He directed a storage room be cleared to move the boxes in. He had made this defense earlier that it was the U.S. General Services Administration that was packing up all these boxes. I had nothing to do with it. The charging documents make clear he did have something to do with it.
The charges could result in prison time if Trump is convicted. Trump aide Walt Nauta was also indicted. Correspondent Robert Costa.
This person who served in the U.S. military, was at Trump's side, was effectively, in the view of the special counsel, his accomplice in this widespread scheme. And this wasn't just something that happened overnight. Months and months of them holding back the documents.
Trump's first court appearance is Tuesday. The haze in the Northeast has cleared. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
Air quality has improved tremendously across many of the major East Coast cities that had record high air quality index numbers back on Wednesday. It got a little bit better on Thursday, and now it's even better today and will continue to improve.
The main suspect in Natalie Holloway's disappearance, Joran Vandersloot, pleaded not guilty to extortion charges.
In 2010, a federal grand jury indicted the Dutch national, accusing him of trying to extort $250,000 from Holloway's family in exchange for details about the location of Natalie's body. The information was false.
Janet Shamlian reporting. Southern Ukraine is still flooding, Elaine Cobb reports.
Evidence is mounting that the breach of the Novokakhovka Dam on Tuesday was due to an explosion. Today, scientists in Norway said seismological data suggest an explosion occurred just before the dam was destroyed. Ukraine has accused Russia of blowing up the dam near the front lines of its war with Russia. Russia, in turn, blames Ukraine.
An hour before the bell, stocks are up. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. 2 years later, a homicide suspect has changed his story. Jimmy Kaska has more.
The 18-year-old charged with shooting and killing a Racine Horlick basketball player in May of 2021 now says it was self-defense. Recent court records show the attorney for Joshua Daniel Jr. made the claim in the homicide case. Police initially said Daniel told them that he shot Dontrell Bush at a party 2 years ago because, quote, he was from West Chicago and shooting was normal there.
The proposed revenue-sharing agreement for Milwaukee would come with certain policing obligations for the city and county. Lawmakers have stipulated that Milwaukee must increase its detective count by at least 175 and add 218 firefighters. There's still plenty of pastry elsewhere, but one Racine Kringle company has closed up their kitchen. Larson's Bakery has closed its doors after over 60 years. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
If you're searching for a unique and environmentally conscious shopping experience in Milwaukee, your search ends at Clover. A haven for plant and art lovers in the area, Clover's plants are handpicked from Wisconsin-based wholesalers. In fact, Clover was recently recognized as one of the top 10 best plant shops in the Midwest by Midwest Living Magazine. And the gallery features the talent of 23 local women artists. Clover, women owned and operated and making a positive impact in the community. 2252 South Connecticut. Knick Avenue in Milwaukee or online at clovermke.com.
It's time you checked out Champions Pub on Milwaukee's east side, a classic Milwaukee tavern since 1956. Champions is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champions Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champions Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
This Sunday is the Black-owned Summer Marketplace hosted by MKE Black Incorporated. Enjoy food trucks, vendors, and a live DJ, all while supporting local Black-owned businesses. This event will be downtown in the Deer District from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at mkeblack.org and download our app today.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct. We're coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and boy, was it made. Boy, was it made. Right after we went off the air yesterday, not too much longer after that, the announcement that Donald Trump has been indicted by a grand jury and criminally charged. Turns out, initially they said it was 7 counts. Then they finally released, and that was just media speculation, they finally released the indictment. Trump's charged 37 counts, 31 of them having to do with the Espionage Act, several more having to do with concealment of records, conspiracy, and then lying and obstructing. There's one count of the guy he conspired with, a guy named Walt Nauta, N-A-U-T-A, Walt Nauta. He is his aide. And he directed Walt Nauta, and Walt Nauta obeyed, agreed to hide documents, move them around, move boxes around to conceal them from the FBI and the Department of Justice. That's a felony. You can't do that. Now, let's boil this down. We've been talking about this for a long time, and I've got to say that Merrick Garland and Jack Smith have gone up in my estimation. I want to preface it by saying something that I think is important. This is a sad day for the United States, but it's a necessary day for the United States. It's never a good thing. It's never a thing to rejoice about to see a former president indicted under the Espionage Act or any other act in federal court. But having said that, we're a government of laws, not of individual people. The law applies to everybody. And the investigators bent over backwards investigating this, and they gave him every benefit of the doubt. But when I describe what they found, I think you'll see that they had no choice. Now, some people say the line of attack by the Republican Party leadership has been that somehow this is politically motivated. This is the kind of thing you see in a banana republic in South America, in Asia, in Africa. Guy loses a presidential race and you throw him in jail. And that is a real concern, the appearance of that. And that's why the investigators went very carefully. But there have been cases where heads of government and state have been criminally charged among what you'd call first world countries in Europe, Israel, for instance, in France and in Israel, the top guy has been criminally charged on occasion. And in a democracy, it's a sign of the strength of the democracy, that in an extreme case, in the worst case, you do it because we're a government of laws and not of people. And the laws apply to everybody, no less, no more. Now, let's give you some of the background. Let's give us all some of the background. There's a great statement in the indictment, and you should read the indictment, but there's a great statement in it. And this is an important, important thing. What he took and what he showed people, quote, included information regarding defense and weapons capabilities of both the U.S. and foreign countries, U.S. nuclear programs, potential vulnerabilities of the U.S. and our allies to military attack, our plans for retaliation in the event of attack, and then Trump shared a Pentagon plan of attack, and it doesn't say in the indictment what it was, but the word is that it was to attack Iran. And we have these kinds of plans all over the Defense Department. They're secret. They're not meant to be revealed. We don't want to cause an international incident, but we are always prepared. And he shared a Pentagon plan of attack. We believe it was of Iran. And he shared a classified map related to a military operation at Bedminster, New Jersey, his golf club. Remember, he flew up documents to avoid the subpoena and avoid the search by the FBI and the Department of Justice in Mar-a-Lago. He told individuals that it was highly confidential and secret. And there's a devastating piece of testimony in his own voice that the prosecutors have. He gave an interview for a book that was about to be published or was going to be published. And he said, quote, as president, I could have declassified these documents, but now I can't. And he showed them anyway in this interview for the book. Now, what is going to happen? This is filed in Miami. Let me give you some of the ins and outs of doing that. The initial judge assigned, unfortunately, is Eileen Mercedes Cannon. I thought long and hard when I saw that Jack Smith had filed this thing down in Miami. For one thing, Miami has a large population of people who fled Cuba, Venezuela, Colombia. They're very conservative, and they very rightly don't like communism, which is what's happened in Cuba and Venezuela, and they don't like authoritarianism, which has occurred in Colombia. And by the way, Eileen Mercedes Cannon is an immigrant from Colombia, and she is servile to Trump. She's pro-Trump. You may recall in the document case, she appointed a special master. Trump pulled a fast one. He filed a companion pleading, and he checked a box that said related case, and it was not a related case, but it got to her, and she clogged the thing up for months, 4 or 5 months. She was reversed twice by the Court of Appeals, and these were Trump judges on the Court of Appeals. She acted lawlessly. She is servile. She is as servile to Trump as Trump is to Putin. Her culture that she came from is basically to fear and worship the strongman. And she looks on Trump as El Gordo, and she says, El Gordo, do not beat me. I will serve you. That's literally how she conducted herself. It was absolutely disgusting. I am concerned. I've got to tell you, there's some people that said, well, down in Miami, unlike, say, in Milwaukee, even though she's a federal judge, she'll be put in for the arraignment, and then there'll be somebody else for the case in general. And maybe that's how they do it down there. But in Wisconsin, you get assigned a judge, and there may be a magistrate judge, which is not an Article III judge, but it's a judge that's appointed for 10 years and a good judge. A lot of them are very good, but they're not ultimately the decision maker. But you get a judge, you keep a judge in federal court in Wisconsin. In state court, you can substitute. If she keeps this case, I am very concerned that she'll throw sand in the gears, do everything she can to help Trump along the way. There are going to be a lot of appeals up to the Court of Appeals. They'll reverse her. They're reluctant to yank people off of cases, but she is a hairball clogging the drain. And that is just the flat out fact of it. So stay tuned and watch for that. Now, Merrick Garland turns out to have been very wise in appointing Jack Smith as a special prosecutor. I watched Smith's statement this afternoon. I don't know if you saw it, but he has a lot of character. It was a very terse statement, very fair, very poised. It was a guy who, no nonsense, and he said Trump is innocent until proven guilty. Trump is he's going to get due process, but everybody is subject to the law. It was literally that short. I mean, it was a very, very short thing. I think it was essential. It was absolutely essential that Smith make that statement and that this indictment be released, because the initial impression everybody had is, okay, he's indicted yesterday, Thursday, and then everybody's going to be in the dark till Tuesday. Are you kidding me? And talking about it, and who knows? He dispelled all of that. He got up there. He's a career prosecutor and one of the best. Not a politician. He actually was an assistant U.S. attorney, I think, in Tennessee when Trump was president. You know, he has no political ideology opposed to Trump, but he is a pro. Now, one of the things that really frosts me, if you take a look at what's being said, McCarthy, and then he's the speaker, but Elise Stefanik is the number three, both blasting it, attacking Biden, saying Biden indicted him. Biden didn't indict anybody. Merrick Garland didn't indict anybody. Here's the law on the relationship between Merrick Garland and Jack Smith. Merrick Garland appointed Jack Smith and gave him complete authority. Merrick Garland cannot tell Jack Smith what to do. It is true that if Jack Smith decides in a certain course of action and Merrick Garland thinks that's wrong, he can block it. And he didn't block it here. Because on its face, if you have a guy who took documents that have to do with the nuclear secrets of the United States, our contingency plans in the event of attack, the nuclear capabilities of foreign countries, defense and weapons capabilities of us in foreign countries, our vulnerabilities, which is a roadmap in how to attack us, the vulnerabilities of our allies to military attack, are you kidding me? And plans for retaliation in the event we are attacked? Why is he keeping this stuff around? He's a guy, Gina Beauclair said this yesterday, is a great insight. He didn't want to read any of this stuff when he was president. He demanded that he get it in ducks and bunnies, that he get it in caricatures, emojis. He was bored. Why did he spend so much time hiding it, lying about it when he's subpoenaed and when there's a search warrant and moving it? Why? Going to a break. You're on the line. I see you. Don't hang up. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. Back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit therifens.com/disclosure.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m., Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 a.m. WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 55 tonight under mainly clear skies. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, high of 83. Cloudy again tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely, lows around 53. Chance for scattered showers Sunday and Monday. Low 60s Sunday, mid 60s by Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. I'm going to start with Stephanie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Stephanie. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Matt. I am confused about this piece, and I don't mind admitting it. How did this process end up where the it's in Florida, and it's going to go before the very judge that has been a Trump, servile Trump, we'll say a supporter, okay, if you could address the cultural bit a little bit too, it sounds like that's really problematic. But was there any control? Because my husband said that he thought it, you know, why couldn't it have ended up in Washington? This is going to really gum the works up. If you could explain that for me, because I'm kind of fuzzy on it, and I will hang up and listen. And you have a great weekend, and I'm just so glad you're here. And Todd Alba was from my hometown, original hometown. He's awesome, and I will hang up, guy, okay?
Excellent question, Stephanie. I'll hit that, and then I will go to the lines. Do not hang up. Todd Alba is a fantastic host. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Hour, or 2 hours. Definitely you have to listen to it. He's one of the best. The Southern District of Florida has what's called a rocket docket. That's a slang to say that they tried to get rid of cases within 6 months. So it seemed to make sense on the face of it, if you did not get Eileen Mercedes Cannon. Under the Speedy Trial Act, that's a federal statute, criminal trial has to be tried go to trial or with a conviction before 70 days. Now, that's subject to motions to extend it for discovery. That's subject to a lot of things, to the defendant asking that it be put off. The reason why this is not in Washington or New Jersey is only this. The documents were taken out of Washington, so that venue is correct there. There's a difference between jurisdiction and venue. Jurisdiction is the power to even hear the case, and the federal judgment government obviously has that. The location is the venue, and that is not jurisdictional. That can move. But any defendant in this case, if you did it in Washington or New Jersey, they bring a motion to dismiss for the wrong venue. And they'd say, well, yeah, they were taken out of there, but he didn't hide them other than in Florida. And then if you brought it in New Jersey, you'd say, yeah, well, he showed them to some people in New Jersey, but most of the activity occurred in Miami. And there'd be a couple of months of motions. I think what Jack Smith did was to pick the one where nobody could have a concern about venue. The problem with that, this reminds me a little of the O.J. Simpson trial. And O.J. Simpson murdered two people. And the venue where he murdered them would have been a venue where the prosecution, in my view, would have had a conviction. But they thought, well, we're going to be progressive about it and move it into L.A. And the problem was there. He was acquitted. Now, here, Southern Florida has a very high population of people who fled Cuba, Venezuela. They fled Colombia. They fled oppression, communism in Venezuela and Cuba, and then just frankly authoritarianism in Colombia. There are going to be a lot of Trump sympathizers there. The problem is, the risk is a hung jury. In other words, it takes a jury of 12, it takes all 12 to convict. If it's 11-1, it's a hung jury. Jack Smith is a very experienced prosecutor. You can smell out, for instance, you want to get the MAGA supporters off the jury. And the only thing you can't do in using what are called peremptory challenges, you know, you can knock three or four people off whatever the judge says, frankly, for no reason. The one reason you can't do it is by race. You cannot do it racially. But other than that, you know, you ask people what their political involvement is, what bumper stickers they have on their car, what their spouse and friends are, what they think about various issues, and you can sniff them out. Now, if it gets to a hung jury, the judge issues what's called the Allen charge, which is it's called the dynamite charge, and he just reams them, and he just scolds them and says, you got to come to a conviction. If they still don't come to a conviction, he said a hung jury, and then the prosecution can bring it again. I would much more like to see it in D.C. or New Jersey, but it happens that this is where it is at. Thanks a lot for calling. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. You're next. What's up, Dick?
Well, a quick comment and then a question, a little further question on that. You know, the hypocrisy of the Republicans like McCarthy and the rest of them, you brought that up earlier with the way they say now it's all Biden's plan. On the one hand, they want to tell you that the president is this doddering old fool who doesn't hardly even know who he is anymore. And then on the next level, he came up with this unbelievable master plan to prosecute Donald Trump. So which is it, guys?
Right. You know, well, the point just, is, hold on just a second. Biden did not prosecute anybody. The Justice Department does it. And you're absolutely right. That's the kind of stuff they're saying. But it's wrong. They're trying to throw it up against the wall because he took nuclear secrets. He took Defense Department secrets. Dick, thanks for calling. Jack in Milwaukee, my friend. You're next. What's on your mind today, Jack?
It's an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves his country. I have to agree with you, Matt. This is indeed a sad day. I'm just going to make a short little comment. It's going to sound a little harsh. But back in the day, we were little kids. There was a couple named Ethel and Julius Rosenberg, and we were kids, and that was, I don't know how many years ago, and I believe they were executed, I'm not sure, under the Espionage Act. And my comment is, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Have a good day, man.
Thanks for calling, Jack. Yeah, I reiterate what I said, and I hear what you're saying, but here's the deal. It's never good in a society to have your head of state and head of government, which is what the president is, indicted in federal court under the Espionage Act. What they did, the Rosenbergs, they passed nuclear secrets to the Russians. I'm going to leave you with this, and everybody stay on the line. I'll get back to you right after the break. And I'll do this afterwards. Why did Trump, who never read this stuff, was bored, suddenly go to these great lengths to hide it, move it, and lie about it? We'll talk about that right after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. Special Counsel Jack Smith just spoke about the federal indictment unsealed against former President Donald Trump.
My office will seek a speedy trial in this matter, consistent with the public interest and the rights of the accused.
Trump faces 37 charges in connection with the classified documents case.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical for the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced. Violations of those laws put our country at risk.
CBS's Robert Costa.
This trial, if it happens, could take place during the heart of a presidential campaign next year, or maybe even after the former president wins the presidency again. Under federal law, you can technically serve in the presidency, even if you've been convicted of a crime.
Trump will make his first court appearance in Miami on Tuesday. CBS News Special Report, I'm Wendy Gillette.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Under the new shared revenue plan announced yesterday, the city and county of Milwaukee can increase sales taxes with a two-thirds vote from the city council or county board. The tax could be up to 2% in the city, 0.4% for the county. A suspect has been arrested in connection with an incident where a Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office deputy was dragged during a traffic stop near Bradford Beach last week. The incident is part of a larger trend of increased crime at parks and beaches, with the Sheriff's Office noting a significant rise in the recovery of stolen vehicles and guns this year compared to last year. Waukesha police have released body camera footage of a December police shooting involving 40-year-old Katie Powers.
Don't reach for anything! Don't reach for anything!
Powers, who had a history of mental illness, was shot by officers after ignoring commands and reaching for a pistol. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order, and then we'll answer the question that I posed, which actually had been posed by Gene of Eau Claire, I think, yesterday. Going to the lines, Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andy. What's in your mind today?
Well, just two things quickly, Matt. At the end of the news conference yesterday with the Prime Minister of England, Biden was asked, about his the allegations that he was pushing the whole thing against Trump, and he said, I made no comments, and I will not make any comments today, and everything. And then he said, I'm honest, which just really reinforces my faith in Biden as our president. And the other thing is, it didn't take Trump's lawyers long. Last night they were on TV and saying, "Oh yeah, we're going to run the case." And then after this thing was the 49 pages released today, and they all jumped ship. They're out, and Trump is scrambling for some more lawyers. down in Florida to pick up the case, you know. So I don't know. Like you say, it's a three ring.
Right.
It is what it is. So all right.
Right. Thank you, Andy. Yeah, let me just respond briefly, then we'll go back to the lines. What the Republicans are saying is irresponsible. The only guy that has come out and said anything that made any sense at all was Mitt Romney, who said that Trump is the one that did this stuff and that's on him. And Asa Hutchinson, the former governor of Arkansas, said something very similar. But Biden didn't bring this indictment. No president can bring an indictment. The attorney general didn't bring it. A career prosecutor, Jack Smith, looked at it. And if there's anybody out there who thinks that it's okay to just flash around and give nuclear secrets of us and our allies, our vulnerabilities, let me tell you something. The only reason why he would keep this stuff when he wouldn't even read it when he was in office is to monetize it, is to somehow use it and to show it to somebody. And he talked about it so much. Did you know that a number of spies of our enemies have gotten jobs at Mar-a-Lago? There are several that surface as Russians. Now, there was no lock. There was no lock at all on some of this stuff. There are people who believe, and I think it's very possible, that our adversaries, our enemies, have these documents as a result of what Trump did. And I don't believe that he just took them to flash them around to show off. I think he thought that at some point he would be able to use them and get something out of them. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Gene?
Hi, Matt. Now, you know, everybody's sad because, oh, no, a president's never been indicted. Well, we've never had a criminal president that has put us in danger and not cared about the safety and security of the people of the state or of our country. And I'm getting fed up with the Republicans constantly putting the public in danger. Now, Trump would not be top of the list running for president if these guys told the truth. Now, they must think it's okay that the leader of our country should have these documents and these safety precautions and pass it around. They must think that this is A-okay, because otherwise they'd be right on board saying, hey, we want this stopped. We want to protect America. We think we'll be running around, ooh, Biden's after him. No, uh-uh, no. They don't care. They don't care. So anyway, I'm sorry. I just cannot believe this. I called some of them up and chewed their butts as an old lady because they put us in danger. If they didn't go around spreading these lies and, you know, because guess what? The people may believe their lies because, you know, most people would think our representatives, no matter what party they're in, want us to be safe. So they probably think, well,
right,
if we were really in danger, those Republicans wouldn't say this. So, you know, they are responsible for this. They
right.
Are-
well, Gene, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Our troops are endangered by this. They're endangered by this. When you flash around documents about our vulnerabilities, you'll have something that says if the Russians attack this way, we have it very lightly defended. Well, we have men and women there who can get killed. This is wrong. This is absolutely wrong what Trump did. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
Well, with these indictments, that's the first step. The second step I actually got involved in, I called Ron Johnson's office and demanded he resign immediately. As a citizen of the state of Wisconsin, he has no right when we know for a fact he participated in a treasonous act. He broke his oath of office, and we have plenty of documentation that he tried to insert fake electoral votes. So he must resign. If everybody listening calls his office, that will have an impact on Ron Johnson. Now, don't hold your breath that he's going to call you back and debate the issue. That ain't going to happen. But what is going to happen is he's going to realize, hey, I'm getting a lot of calls to me resign. They know I'm crooked. They can see through my line. Now, he'll never admit to that, ever. He'll go down swinging. But what's going to happen is he knows he screwed up. He knows he did. He knows he got caught. That is a tough thing to go to sleep at night with. That's my message for the. By the way, have a great weekend and enjoy our beautiful weather.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. Excellent. And you just reminded us of something. And let me just lay it out, what Bill is saying. And there's so much that's happened, you know, you lose the details. He was walking around, Ron Johnson, with the Michigan fake electors. Now, what was he doing with the Michigan fake electors? He doesn't represent Michigan. And then he had his chief of staff try to get them to Pence's chief of staff to say that Biden hadn't won Michigan because of these fake electors. But why is Ron Johnson carrying that message? Why is he the messenger? It's because the scheme, the Green Bay sweep, they called it, was that everybody would pick a different state so they wouldn't get egg on their face in their own state. So somebody had the Wisconsin fake electors from another state, and they were going to give them to Pence, and Pennsylvania, and Georgia, and Arizona, and Nevada. Ron Johnson was part of a scheme to overturn a fair election, to overturn a Democratic election. And I say Democratic with a small d. He was part of the attack on democracy. And quite frankly, and I've said this before and I'm going to say it again, if more of the advertising had reminded people of this and less about some of the feel-good stuff, some of it had been more on this, I think that could have had a difference. I think Mandela only lost by under 30,000 votes, but that's water under the bridge. Bill, I love hearing from you. I'm glad you called him. I'm sure with this guy, it's water off a duck's back. Now he has six more years. He's going to do whatever he wants. But he is a guy, you're absolutely right, who betrayed our democracy. I'll tell you what, you're not going to believe this, and I'm about to say it. So listen carefully. The word from the Trump campaign is that he is planning to hold an event around his indictment, a fundraising event. He'll go swaggering in there, and they won't put handcuffs on him because, you know, he's a former president, and he probably doesn't have a knife or a gun and all that kind of stuff, and he has Secret Service protection, and he'll boast about it. He'll boast about it. He'll hold an event, and people will show up in Mar-a-Lago, and they will contribute money to him, which he will then take. That is the level of seriousness and of loyalty to the United States that this guy has. It's zero, absolutely zero. Northwoods Terry, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind, Northwoods Terry?
Yeah, hi, Matt. Yeah, I agree with Dick of Madison about the Trump people. But here's what I saw, and I see it every day as I drive by it to go have coffee. A guy's got a banner that I know he's in his 70s, retired small business owner. It says, the banner on his board fence says, God, guns, and Trump. So I'll be just curious here with this indictment if that sign comes down. That's all I got, Matt.
Yeah, no, that's very powerful. And let me make a suggestion to Jack Smith and to everybody. If they do this prosecution and they just say, okay, he had these documents and he shouldn't have had them and all that, there are going to be people, especially on a jury in South Florida, who are going to give Trump the benefit of the doubt. But the question that has to be answered, and the monkey has to be on Trump's back, is why, when for 4 years you wouldn't read these documents, when they were shown to you, you didn't read them. You were bored. You'd hand them back. Your aides and your staff had to put it in kind of cartoon fashion, maybe videos, maybe emojis, to capture your attention. When you were bored with them for 4 years, why did you take them? And if you say, well, I took them by accident, okay. But then why did you move heaven and earth to hold on to them? Why did you lie when the subpoena came down and had Walter Nauta move these documents and say they didn't exist? Why did you hide them so that there was a search warrant? Some of them were up in Bedminster, New Jersey. You didn't read documents about our nuclear capabilities. You didn't read them about our allies' nuclear capabilities or our enemies. When you were president, you did not read any documents about our vulnerabilities, whether an attack, for instance, by Russia through the Arctic, through northern Alaska, would be thinly defended. You didn't read that. You didn't read anything about what we do with Iran if they just developed the capacity to put a nuclear weapon on a missile and launch it at Israel, launch it at our aircraft carrier in the Mediterranean, and launch it onto mainland Europe. You didn't read any of that. You were bored. You were very bored. Your eyes glazed over. But when you left the White House, you took these documents, and not just took them, but you hid them. And you ordered your aide and others, and you personally are on video loading some of them yourself in a private plane to fly them to New Jersey so that they would avoid the search warrant and the subpoena. Why did you do that? If they're so boring, why did you do that? If you didn't read them before, why did you do that? Who did you intend to show them to? Who did you intend would see them? And what was the compensation you would get for doing that? And remember something else, and the lines are lighting up. I see you, and I'm going to get back to the lines right after the break. But remember something else. He does not have to show a document to a Russian. He does not have to show a document to the Saudi Arabians who gave his son-in-law $2 billion. All he has to do when he's talking to somebody is to say, yeah, I have some stuff, boy. I have it at Mar-a-Lago. And they send somebody to interview to change beds or to wait on table. And then they go through these. The one was a closet. The one was a bridal suite up over the ballroom. And that's how you convey it. These documents were described by people in the Defense Department as priceless to our enemies. Priceless to our enemies. And I got to tell you something. I do not believe that a guy who is bored by this, he has the attention span of a gnat, who doesn't read this stuff when it's given to him, by accident just took nuclear secrets, our vulnerabilities, and our allies' capabilities, and then did everything he could to hide them and move them, just for the hell of it. I do not believe that. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. It's a real short break. You're on the line. I see you both. Maybe more. I'll take you in order. Do not hang up right after the break.
The ring of fire, the ring of fire, and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
It's time you checked out Champion's Pub on Milwaukee's East Side, a classic Milwaukee tavern since 1956. Champions is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champions Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champions Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere. Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 55. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs around 83. Tomorrow, overcast. Overcast again tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 52. Temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-60s. Showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Albaugh Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Don't hang up. Kurt of Madison, my friend. You're first. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Kurt?
Hi. There's something that I see no one reporting on. And what I see is, given that Trump is intellectually lazy and that many people have confirmed that he can barely read, there has to be someone else involved that said, okay, these are the things you want to take with you. I just don't believe for a second he's smart enough to know one folder from another unless he simply looked at the stamp seal saying top secret and he just grabbed all those. I just don't buy it. There's a handler involved. There's got to.
That's very interesting because I saw half of that in the sense that, he never read this stuff before, so why did he take it and go to these great lengths to hide it? But you're suggesting that he wouldn't even have the capacity to know what he should hold on to. And that's a very interesting insight because, remember, he owes hundreds of millions of dollars to the Ruskies, hundreds of millions of dollars to the Russians. The Saudi Arabians have funded Jared Kushner and so forth. I do not believe that he intended to take these things and only read them himself. Let me put it that way. And your idea that there's somebody that suggested where he could take them from and all that is a fascinating suggestion, Kurt. I think that the investigation is ongoing, but I think that to secure a conviction down there, the death blow to him, to Trump, would be if Jack Smith can prove who he intended to give them to. And if it's an enemy of the United States, I don't care who the jury is, they're not going to put up with that. Listen, thanks a lot for calling. Mark from the SAC, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Well, the fact that Ron Johnson's still flapping his gums and was feels perfectly comfortable saying this stuff is more points to the fact that he should have been indicted as soon as they found out about the fake electors thing that and announced that he was involved in you say scheme, I say conspiracy, because it was a conspiracy. It was a coordinated effort on his behalf, on the behalf of the guy who lost the election, to overturn the election, the will of the American people, in violation of his oath of office. That it was the mistake that they made back when Scott Walker was under investigation here in Wisconsin, and they didn't say that anything about it before the election. And he was able to escape through with the corrupt Supreme Court that just ignored Wisconsin law. So, well, that law is unconstitutional. We decided that's unconstitutional now. So they let Scott Walker escape the noose. You know, once again, as he escaped the noose back when he ran for governor the first time, run his campaign out of his county office. Well, I didn't know that server was there. BS. I mean, that he had people in his office that got convicted of the crime. And I mean, that Scott Walker didn't know. I mean, Scott Walker is a corrupt little worm and that, and all the other corrupt little worms, we need to uncover their crimes. I mean, you go out and charge them. I mean, that you say, oh, you think it might be political. No, it was not political. Ron Johnson intentionally took those documents intentionally, you know, was shopping around for a, you know, for a way to do that. I mean, and that, that, and Mike Pence might be holier than thou right now, but he's, his duty was actually to expose that conspiracy when he first heard about it. Not that I don't want to take those documents. He should have come out and said, they're trying to overturn this election and give me these fake right. elector documents. And that, and who, and should have said, who was doing it? Who was talking to him about it? I mean, that, that Mike Pence is, you know, that he's another, he, in bottom line, in the end, he didn't do what he did what he was supposed to do, but he only did what he's supposed to do. There's nothing heroic about it. He just did what he was supposed to do.
Right. Well, the thing about that is he was not going to do what he was supposed to do. And he started to ask people and he got scared. They said, you're out of your mind to do that because there'll be some criminal liability. So he did do what he was, quote, supposed to do. And then they had a gallows. They said, hang Mike Pence. And I'm going to say this again. That gallows didn't get built that morning. Okay. That gallows did not get built that morning. That gallows was built several days before. They knew exactly what they were doing. One more thing I want to hit on the show while we have some time today. This PGA Saudi Arabian merger stinks to high heaven. And let me give you the money that is flowing into some of these individual golfers. Donald Trump is a strong supporter of Saudi Arabia, and he's a strong supporter of their LIV, and a strong supporter of this merger. And why is that? And let me give you some things. The reaction of some of the players, the best players, when they're given a lot of money. Bryson DeChambeau is a great player. He's long off the tee. He responded to the 9/11 surviving victims' families this way. He said, well, we got to forgive Saudi Arabia. Nobody's perfect. They killed 3,000 people. They're Wahhabi Sunni terrorists. But Bryson DeChambeau said that. Another guy that I thought was a top-notch guy, and I no longer think, is Patrick Harrington of Ireland. He's a great golfer. And he got money, too, like Bryson DeChambeau. And you know what he says? They said, well, Saudi Arabia does this, and Saudi Arabia does that. And he goes, well, Ireland is just like Saudi Arabia. That's false. I've been to Ireland a number of times. It's not just like Saudi Arabia. There's nothing in common with Saudi Arabia. Most people don't remember on December 6, 2017, there was a guy, a second lieutenant in the Saudi Arabian Air Force, Mohammed Saeed al-Shirmani. He murdered 3 U.S. sailors and injured 8 others at Pensacola Naval Air Station. The week before, he and his running dogs who were overtraining with him had gone to New York City to scope out Rockefeller Center and museums for places to place bombs. He had a party the night before he murdered these people, and he said he showed photos of mass shootings, and all these guys thought that was great. And then during the shooting, some of them videoed the shooting. They were simply deported. Here's what Trump said. Trump, quote, reassured Saudi Arabia. Trump praised Saudi Arabia. We're a strong ally. This is not going to hurt our alliance. And he acted alone. There's nobody else. What, the guys that videoed it? The guys that went to New York? He acted alone? Are you kidding me? And then he goes, this will not hurt our alliance. And nothing happened. And then Jared Kushner gets $2 billion after that. Trump is on the take. The Republican Party, the PGA, is a very Republican organization. And all of these people don't give a damn about keeping jihad out of this country. Keep that in mind. This is a very serious deal. Very, very serious deal. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Have a good weekend, everybody. Matt Flynn Direct will be back. Same time, same place, Monday. Signing off for today.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.